Wednesday morning, this is 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. He's Freddie Kiger.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I'll be me for today.
I'm so excited to hear that.
You are so kind.
Yeah. Well, that was a great question you had yesterday.
You're so fine.
Yeah. Doolang, doolang, doolay. He's so fine. Well, what you got today? It's not Rock and Roll Tuesday.
No, mythology.
All right.
We're doing mythology.
You'll pardon me if I don't know the answer to this
question. Quite all right. But you know what? I got a feeling you might know this.
You really think so?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
All right, folks. Here we go, everybody.
All right.
Who is the Roman equivalent of Dionysus, the Greek god of wine?
The Roman equivalent
of Dionysus, the Greek god of wine.
So this would be like the Roman god of wine.
This would be correct. And not a whiner. Well, I guess it could be a whiner.
Yeah.
I want to go to Miami.
I don't know the answer to that question.
All right. Who is the Roman equivalent of Dionysus, the Greek god of wine?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a derivation of this particular god's name as a dancing place back in the 60s and 70s in Chapel Hill.
Really?
Yes, we did.
Hmm. Okay.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asking a Greek mythology question.
Yep. Who's the Roman equivalent of Dionysus, the Greek god of wine? And, of course, it would be...
Bacchus.
Bacchus, not Jim Bacchus of Mr. Magoo fame. But Bacchus.
Yeah, it's spelled differently.
He was the god of the grape harvest, winemaking, and wine. And according to the Greeks, he was the last god accepted into Mount Olympus. He was also the youngest and the only one, supposedly, to have a mortal mother.
And you said that this was the name of a local dance spot back in the 60s and 70s. Yeah,
the Bacchae. Everybody remembers the Bacchae if you're around that, you know, that time. The Romans even had a word for the madness that Bacchus created, Bacchia.
Bacchia. Okay.
Or Bacchia.
All right.
Wherever, which syllable you want to put the accent on. And perhaps some Chapel Hillians, like we said, remember the old student hangout. The Bacchae.
All right.
The Bacchae.
Sounds good to me, man.
Did you ever know that place?
You know, it
was in that little alley right there.
I came in the tail end of the 70s, as you know.
Yeah, 77.
So I kind of missed
it. It was in the backyard, if you will, of He's Not Here, so to speak. And in one of those little alleys, you went down. It was underneath of the old Zoom Zoom restaurant.
I used to love Zoom Zoom.
Yeah, the spaghetti special was the student treat.
A little thin steak they used to have.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, those were good.
Where you could go into the Zoom Zoom or into... Rascaler and put your arms down and fry your forearms along with your still cooking food. Do you remember that?
Whatever. Yeah, I remember those big hot sizzling platters.
Oh, yeah. They'd bring them out. Yeah, you can still watch it going from medium rare to medium right there in front of your eyes.
Go there to Rat and have lunch and you'd
the
have
Gambler.
Everything on a great big platter.
The Gambler with English peas.
I love those things.
They were good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, they were
really
good. Phil loved
to
go there. Phil.
I missed the Rat, man. I used to go there all the time with Doug Clark.
Oh, my goodness. That would be fun.
Yeah, it was. It was his favorite place, too.
Good spot.
All right. Listen, thanks.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. You got it.